Hi, Richard. This call may be being recorded. This is Ian Freeman calling from Keene. Do you have a moment to talk?
Hey, Mr. Freeman, is this actually being recorded?
It is being recorded, yes.
Okay, then why did you say it may be recorded?
Well, because it may be, and it is being. So do you have a moment to talk?
I do, although I'm concerned that you introduced this by saying it may be recorded and not the fact that it was actually being recorded.
Okay, well, now you know it's actually being recorded. So
thank you.
Do you have a moment to talk?
I only actually have a brief moment, but go ahead.
I've been exchanging emails with Matthew Mavro George.
Mavro George.
Yeah, and it's in regards to a voter's registration issue here in the city of Keene where I had registered to vote, and Matthew apparently told the city clerk to deny the registration because I signed in the signature area with the terms, the words, "all rights reserved." And the claim is that that somehow is modifying the language of the document, whereas it is just part of my signature. And I'm concerned that, you know, that essentially I'm being denied the so-called right to vote.
Thank you for expressing your concerns.
Okay. And what do you have to say to that?
I have no particular response to that.
Okay. So basically you're saying that there... That what he's saying is accurate, that you support his viewpoint?
I said to your first introduction, I thanked you for expressing your view, and your second question was whether or not I had anything to add to that, and I said no.
So if somebody signs a document, a voter's registration document, in a way that you find inappropriate, that's enough reason to just kick it right out?
I cannot answer the question as you phrased it.
Well, I don't know all these legal terms and all of this. I guess here's another question for you. Are there rights that are given up by signing a voter's registration form or a voter's affidavit?
I cannot, as a lawyer with the Attorney General's office, give you legal advice.
I'm not looking for legal advice. I'm just trying to understand.
You're looking for a legal interpretation.
I'm just trying to understand what your system is all about. It seems to me that if it's a problem to sign all rights reserved, then that means that one must be giving up some rights by signing that document in any other situation. Doesn't that follow?
You're asking for a legal interpretation, and I am not authorized to give a legal interpretation.
Who is authorized?
A citizen. Well, you could hire a lawyer.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's even any evidence that there's a citizen at all, Richard. So, you know, putting that aside, you just can't answer a straight question about whether or not rights are being surrendered by signing that document. That's not an interpretation. That's a statement of fact.
No, that is a legal interpretation that you have just expressed, and that is I am not, by virtue of my being a lawyer within the Attorney General's office, I am not authorized to provide legal advice to citizens of the state as a private lawyer would be able to. So you can consult with a private lawyer if you're seeking a personal interpretation of the law.
Well, does it really matter what a private lawyer's interpretation of the law would be? What matters is what you guys decide to do or not do, right?
When you say you guys...
You at the Attorney General's office.
Well, the Attorney General's office is authorized to provide legal advice to agencies of the state and to... defend state agencies.
I'm not looking for advice. I'm just looking for a clarification on what your policies are, on what your documents mean and what they say.
Yep, and you're looking for a legal interpretation of how a particular town acted with regard to a particular form that was presented to it. So if you have a question about the way in which the town or the city of Keene interpreted interpreted a particular document, you would have to check with legal counsel for the town of Keene. We do not represent.
Okay,
the town
they
of
told
Keene.
Me that I was supposed to talk to you guys.
Okay.
So this is what I tend to get when I try to get questions answered from the government people, is just a runaround. Everybody says that it's everybody else that can answer the question, and nobody ever answers the questions.
And so far, you've expressed a number of statements of your interpretation of the law, in which I'm not inclined to provide you with a legal analysis over the phone when this particular phone call is being recorded, when we are not authorized to provide legal advice to private citizens in the state. Mm-hmm.
So basically, there's no real way to get any answers out of the government people then, right? Because everybody just passes the buck to another office, and there's no way to get an answer.
And what is the specific thing you were trying to get an answer to?
I'd like to know what rights are being surrendered by signing the voter registration forms.
Yes, that's not the question that you're trying to get asked, or that's not the question you're trying to get an answer to. Your question is how do you, and what we are able to advise people is how do you register to vote, which is to complete the form that is required by state statute.
I completed that form, and they accepted the form.
And you modified the form.
I did not modify it. I put in my signature, all rights reserved.
You modified the form.
That is part of my signature. So how is that a modification of the form?
You modified the form by adding a term.
Well, isn't that your interpretation, Richard?
I'm just telling you what you did.
Hmm. Okay. So let me see. If I follow you. So to get the answer to my question of what rights are surrendered, because if you're not allowed to write all rights reserved on there, then clearly that would suggest that there are rights being surrendered. So who would be able to
just? What it suggests is that there's a particular statutory form that, and only a particular statutory form that has been authorized to accept people for registering to vote, and if that form is altered, it does not comply with the statutory form.
Okay, so Richard, what if I signed the form all rights reserved? What if that was my signature?
You have modified the form.
Well, is it a modification of the form when I put any other signature on there besides all rights reserved?
Well, I'm hoping you would only sign your own name.
Well, I can sign my name in whatever way I please. It's my signature.
You can sign your name with your name. You cannot sign your name with a term that modifies a form.
It's my signature. I can sign however I want.
We're going to go back and forth on this, I'm sensing, without reaching agreement, but I'm telling you what our position is relative to modification of a state
election. So basically,
form.
There is no right to vote in the state of New Hampshire. That's just a big joke, right?
It's an interesting statement. It is an incorrect statement.
How about this one? Can you prove that citizens exist?
I respectfully think that the question is facetious, and I'm going to decline to answer it.
Facetious. Do you know what a citizen is?
Again, we're getting and straying into an area in which you are not seeking answers to questions, but you're simply presenting views that you want me to
I haven't presented
agree
a
to.
View. I've asked you a question.
Understood. I respectfully decline to answer that particular question.
Can I respectfully decline to fund your office?
I'm not sure what you mean by that question. So
well,
sure
your agents, the agents calling
taxes?
Themselves the state of New Hampshire or city of Keene, they demand money from people. And they threaten them with the violence of stealing their home. So I guess, you know, I'm just wondering if I respectfully decline to fund your agencies, which are less than helpful when it comes to getting answers, and in my opinion, aggressing against peaceful people, what will result in that? Am I able to respectfully decline that, or will you aggress against me?
Well, most laws have penalty provisions, so if you don't comply with the various provisions of the laws, those penalty provisions could be invoked.
Mm. Now, so do you believe that the whole consent thing plays a factor here at all, or is that just a big joke too?
I can't answer the question in the way in which you phrased it.
The First Amendment of your Constitution states something to the effect of that consent is required for the government to exist. So so if one withdraws one's consent, then does that still give your statutes the ability to affect someone?
Yeah, I'll respectfully decline to answer that question.
Well, Richard, I appreciate as whatever level of help you are able to give me today.
Excellent. Anytime you want to call, feel free to give me a call, and I'd be happy to chat with you.
You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.